This is our Be Moment. Our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Merry Christmas, Be Moment listeners. This is the day that the King of Kings was born, and we rejoice because he still lives on. Today, I'm thinking about how Jesus came into this world and how he left it. We know that the angel of the Lord appeared to Mary and told her that she would bear a son who would be called Son of the Most High. Yet Jesus' beginnings were very humble. He was born in a stable. He first laid his head in a manger, or what is also known as an animal feeding trough. I read once that a pastor said, being born in a stable doesn't seem fitting for a king or Son of the Most High. But it is a perfect place for the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. Jesus' humble beginnings make him accessible to any man who chooses to seek him. During the final week of Jesus' life, he also rode in on a donkey and colt to bring salvation to the world. Jesus could have chosen a different set of circumstances, but he chose a position of humility. To honor Jesus' life, let's keep a loving and joyous yet humble spirit, especially today, such to the point that others want what you have. Watch the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel today as I was invited back to NBC's Morning Blend show to share some things that can block us from feeling joyful, particularly in the workplace. But before you do, remember these words: glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke 2:14. So today, be a beacon of his love, joy, and humility.